Available now from Graphic Audio.
There's some kind of trouble at Stack Island. Apparently personnel are missing. Believe lost at sea. We're decoying the search. All right, we're going down.
Who are you?
Chief Stivers. And you are the missing Corporal Meharry? Where's Commander Bakarian?
She's dead, sir.
You had something to tell us?
Yes, sir. Commander Bakarian was one of Lepescu's followers.
Admiral Lepescu was using prisoners as prey. He was part of a secret society that held manhunts. They used human ears as recognition symbols.
Commander Bakarian's not in our offices, sir. The commander's not answering any call and the locator's not lit.
Ready to initiate bubble bath.
But, sir...
Did you earn your ears, Sergeant?
Yes, sir.
Then hop to it.
They've got the orbital station. Bonartag picked up convicts from Stack 3 with its LACs and armed them. Use them as shock troops.
I'm a weapons specialist. I was on my way to Stack 2 to consult on the progress of some of their research. I happen to know that there are weapons under development there which you do not want the mutineers to have. If I were you, I'd figure out a way to send some troops out there to secure the base.
But we have no weather data, which is going to make it hard to fly from one base to another.
Commander, I'm telling you, if you don't secure that base and keep the mutiny from getting hold of those weapons, you'll wish you had to the end of your life.
There's something you must know.
Yes, sir?
You know the official history of the regular space service, how it is an amalgam of the private space-going militias of the founding families? The family we served was based on a single planet. That planet was Altiplano, your world. And, Esme Suiza, it's clear that your ancestors earned the enmity of mine by rebelling against their patrons and slaughtering them all.
What?
I don't believe it. I love her, and I admire her, and I'm going to marry her if I have to leave the family to do it.
There's been a mutiny on Copper Mountain. All leaves canceled. All personnel returned to their ships at once.
Nothing lasts forever.
I hope so.
Let's go.
Serrano Legacy, Book 6, Change of Command, Part 2. From Graphic Audio.
Graphic Audio. A movie in your mind.
Graphic Audio presents The Destroyer. Created by Warren Murphy and Richard Sapir. Narrated by Ken Jackson. With performances by Christopher Grayville, Terrence Aselford, Richard Rowan, Jeff Baker, Andy Clements, James Lewis, Mort Shelby, Dylan Lynch, Tim Gatman, Tim Carlin, Margie Tompros, Colleen Delaney, Joe Brack, Michael John Casey, and Nanette Savard. The Destroyer Number 122, Syndication Rights.
Drugs were Cal Dreeder's stock in trade. He had realized this sad truth in an alcohol-inspired epiphany just a few short days before his untimely death. That cold winter night, the last of his dreary life, he mentioned his revelation to Randy Smead.
Stock in trade means you deal it, Cal.
It's what you do business with, Randy. I looked it up.
The two men were crammed, along with 12 others, in the back of a windowless van. They jounced uncomfortably on their hard seats as the nondescript vehicle turned off the New Jersey Turnpike. The road soon became rough.
Face it, without drugs, we're out of business.
We'd find something else to do.
You maybe, not me. I've been in this business nearly 30 years. It'd be hard for me to find something else. At my age, it's hard to change.
You're old enough. Why don't you put in for a desk job?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?